I'm VOA's Richard Green with your Worldwide News Update. Israel's military reported heavy fighting Tuesday in southern Lebanon after its ground troops launched an incursion against Hezbollah militants in what is the latest expansion of conflict in the region. Nearly a year of attacks across the border forced thousands of people on both sides to flee their homes. Hezbollah said Tuesday it used rockets and artillery to target soldiers in several Israeli border areas. The United Nations says at least 350,000 people have been displaced within Lebanon due to a surge of Israeli airstrikes and orders from the IDF for people within Lebanon to evacuate certain areas. U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to the southeastern state of North Carolina Wednesday to get a first-hand look at the devastation caused by Hurricane Helene. Hundreds of people are still missing across the western part of the state after heavy rains and floods triggered by the storm washed away many small towns or left them buried under mud. Officials said Monday that the National Guard was airlifting 1,000 tons of food and water to remote areas cut off from the outside world. Aaron Smith, his wife, and two young sons are among the thousands of residents who lost their homes in the disaster.
When it comes to where we're going to go from here, I guess anywhere but here. I don't see anything to go back to. We left our cars, of course. We have one suitcase, really, and so trying to figure out four people and a dog out of one suitcase. It's just surreal.
This is VOA News. Two news outlets say at least 130 people died as a result of Hurricane Helene, which unleashed damaging winds and unprecedented flooding across Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia last week. Shigeru Ueshiba was formally confirmed by Japan's parliament as the country's new prime minister Tuesday. Ueshiba's election comes days after he was narrowly elected to replace Fumio Kishida as the leader of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party. Kishida stepped down as prime minister earlier Tuesday to pave the way for his successor. Kishida's government has been plagued by numerous scandals since taking power in 2021. Ueshiba plans to call a parliamentary election for October 27th. More than 45,000 dock workers across more than three dozen ports along the U.S. East Coast and Gulf Coast walked off the job early Tuesday morning. The current contract between the International Longshoremen's Association and the ports expired at midnight in the eastern United States. The two sides were negotiating over a new six-year contract, with the union demanding substantial wage increases. Daniel Amali, a striking dock worker at a port in New Jersey, says the union is also demanding a halt of new automated machines at the ports that could threaten their jobs.
Automation of our nation's ports should be a concern for everyone. The truth is, robots do not pay taxes. They do not spend money in their communities. The ILA would continue to fight until its members receive the fair contract they deserve.
The strike will block everything from food to automobile shipments across dozens of ports from Maine to Texas, which analysts warn will cost the economy billions of dollars a day, threaten jobs, and stoke inflation. The Democratic and Republican vice presidential candidates will debate Tuesday in New York with just more than a month left before the November presidential election. The televised debate is the only one between Democratic Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota and Republican Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, and could also be the final debate between the two tickets. Former President Donald Trump has refused to face off against his Democratic opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, in a second debate after the two squared off last month in Philadelphia. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is celebrating his 100th birthday Tuesday. The 39th president is the first ever to reach the milestone event. Thousands of volunteers for Habitat for Humanity built 30 new homes Monday in St. Paul, Minnesota, to mark Carter's birthday. Carter and his late wife, Rosalind, volunteered with the humanitarian group for many years after they left the White House in 1981. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.